This is Tangents. My friend Kevin Kuschel drops in from St. Louis this week to talk about our shared love of that city's food and baseball team, and to see how far he'll get with his quiz in search of questions about one-hit wonders and other music-related topics. Let's see how he did.
Yeah.
If there's something going on.
And we'll always have you.
I would love that. Yeah. Is it still the same people playing?
Yeah. So, like, I still play with Omar and Brian every Tuesday. And then there's kind of a fundraising group that I'm a part of, like, with a different group of people. But Omar's kind of in both groups as well. So.
Well, that's great. Glad to hear that. Kevin, I know you are in St. Louis.
Yes.
Or St. Peter's, anyway.
It's St. Louis.
We talk about the Chicagoland area. There should be also a St. Louis land area, because the suburbs of St. Louis are just so tied in arterially that if you live in a St. Louis suburb, you live in St. Louis.
Right. Because St. Louis City proper does not have a huge population. Everybody's in the county or...
Exactly.
The surrounding areas.
Yeah. So when I'm there, what is the best thing to eat in St. Louis?
It's divisive, and you might even know what I'm going to talk about, but yep. I love St. Louis style pizza.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, of course there's Emo's, which everybody mentions, yep. But growing up, and this is such a St. Louis thing to say, nobody will get it, but I went to Pattonville High School, and right by Pattonville is Sarah's Pizza. And it's still my favorite pizza. It's in Maryland Heights, so it's not far away from me, but it's
not
just
far, yeah.
Great St. Louis style pizza.
I love Emo's. I love Provel cheese, even though it's not really cheese.
Right.
It's some kind of chemical.
It's a combination of three things, but it's great.
But I love it. Also, yes. I love toasted ravioli.
Oh, that's good too. That is.
There's really actually a TikTok channel, some guy that goes around taste testing every St. Louis toasted ravioli, the T-Ravs.
I will have to look for that because,
got to have enough parm,
mm-hmm.
Get points taken off for being frozen.
Yeah.
If you go to the Hill, you're in good shape.
Oh, yeah. That is so good.
What is your favorite movie soundtrack? This ought to be interesting.
Well,
as a music expert.
I appreciate the expert. There are definitely a lot of areas of music that I don't know very well, but I was born in December 71. So just for the 80s thing, I would have to say Top Gun, just because you got Kenny Loggins and can't go wrong with that.
Sure. King of the soundtrack.
And then as far as older stuff, I know it's a compilation and it makes me sound older than I am, but I've always kind of liked the Big Chill soundtrack, just because it's something I play for my students a lot in class. I don't have to worry about language. It's music that they know, that they enjoy, that I enjoy. So, you know,
their parents enjoy.
Yeah. It's Motown. So those are probably my two favorites.
Love it.
But I was just listening to a recent episode where somebody said Purple Rain, and that's a good one too. So
that is correct. Yes. You can't go wrong with Purple Rain. Yeah. What pop culture thing are you into right now?
Well, I have mentioned a little bit, I have kidney disease. And so I go to dialysis 3 times a week. So usually from about 2:45 until 6:15 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm sitting in a chair. I have to stay completely still. So I listen to a lot of podcasts and watch a lot of stuff. I really enjoy The Floor, and now that's over, but I'm trying to watch some Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's lately what I've been trying to get. I'm only like halfway through season 3, but that's something I'll definitely finish.
You can binge that. I love that show.
Yeah.
What is your favorite piece of trivia that sticks with you?
Well, it's more of a factoid. I don't know how it could be worked into a question, and perhaps you've heard this before, but we're both Cardinals fans, and Stan Musial had 3,630 career hits, and half of those were at home and half were on the road. Exactly.
Exactly half.
18-15 in each one. So.
Yep. That's one of my favorite facts, too.
Yeah.
A lot of good Stan trivia out there.
Yeah. It shows how he's so consistent. And then I was trying to think of something else. There's a mnemonic I came up with. And mnemonics, obviously, are very narrow focus that never really come up in trivia. But I'm not one of those trivia people that has all the states memorized in order. I should be, but I've got teammates like Omar that already have that. So, but yeah. I thought,
you can sit back and relax.
Yeah. There's got to be an easy way to remember all the M states, all the N states, and there's 8 of each. And so with the M states, I tried to figure out a mnemonic. And if you know the postal abbreviations of them, all you have to remember is the word sedation, because the S for Mississippi, the E for Maine, and then Maryland and Massachusetts and Montana and Michigan and Missouri and Minnesota. So
I'm never going to forget that now. Sedation. My night has been worth it already.
Oh, good.
I've already asked you pre-show, before we actually started getting into this, but where do you quiz both live and online?
Well, online, I do OQL, where our team is called Hot Cops, and that's what we've been using for a long time. It's an Arrested Development reference, and we're currently in Division 4. We've been relegated, and now I think we're pretty good in 4. And then in Learned League, somehow I'm an A. So
I know how. You're good.
And so I finished like top 3 or 4 in B last season, so I got promoted to A. And I'm squarely in the middle, so hopefully I'll be able to stay in A another season. You know, I enjoy the online, but live is my favorite. So I've been teaching for 28 years, and probably the second thing that I've done most consistently is play trivia at a place called Cyberg's in Maryland Heights, Missouri. And I've been going there since 2005, once a week for almost 20 years.
20 years. Yeah.
Yep. And actually, how I discovered it was a complete fluke. So I originally went to this bar to see an 80s cover band. And you know this, but nobody else does. Listening to this, I'm disabled and I use a wheelchair. And so I went to this bar to listen to this 80s cover band, and they had a bar that was wheelchair accessible. One side of the bar was built up high. So for the first time forever, I could just sit at the bar and just have a couple drinks. And I really liked it. So like a week or two after that, I decided to go back and just watch the Cards game and have a beer or two. And they were having trivia night then. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? And it was like song identification and all this stuff. And so I started going back week after week, and eventually had a team called Keep On Rolling. And then the team I'm part of now, Hot Cops, they were my enemies. We'd go against each other for years.
In fact, I played against you one night with them. Yeah, it's been many, maybe 15 years or so ago. I played with them, and you were playing, had a small team.
Yeah, yeah. Eventually, all of my, you know, teammates, I guess, had different priorities, and they stopped coming to trivia. And so what I would do is I would play with Hot Cops on weekends at our fundraising trivia nights, but then still on Tuesday nights, we would go against each other. And then eventually we decided to combine teams. And, you know, we've been playing together for a long time now.
I'm glad to have a trivia OG from St. Louis on tonight. Well, speaking of trivia, Kevin, are you ready to make your quiz?
I'm ready. Yes.
The game is simple. I'll start with a question, answer it correctly, and you get to choose the topic for the next question based on a set of tangents from your answer. Keep answering correctly to stay in the game. If you don't know an answer, it's not the end of the world. You're allowed one miss and one pass. But once those are gone, the game only goes on as long as you're perfect. You chose one-hit wonders as your specialty category. There are several one-hit wonders in the database. Kevin, we're going to start where Harry left off with this question. The inspiration for Apocalypse Now, the Joseph Conrad novella Heart of Darkness, tells the story of a harrowing journey on what body of water?
That would be the Congo River.
That would be the Congo River. And that begins your journey, not on the Congo, but on the Tangent River. Beginning with these tangents, inspiration, 1970s films, bodies of water, or literature?
I'll go with inspiration.
All right, your question in inspiration. Inspired by the TV world created by Fred Rogers, what PBS Kids series launched its 5th season in 2020 with a musical special dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic?
I know basically what it's called. Daniel Tiger?
Yeah, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah, Daniel Tiger is based on the Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Okay, yeah.
So that is correct, and it leads to these tangents. Inspiration again. PBS, 2020's TV, or COVID?
Go with PBS.
PBS. Which U.S. president did Jason Robards play in the 1981 movie The Legend of the Lone Ranger and voice in the 1990 PBS miniseries The Civil War?
Ulysses S. Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant is correct, and that is your third point. And gets you the following tangents. Presidents, generals, 1980s films, or more PBS?
We'll go with 1980s films.
I had a feeling, Kevin. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Your question, in 1980s films, while Sam Shepard portrayed a young Chuck Yeager, the real Chuck Yeager makes a cameo appearance as an old bartender named Fred in what 1983 film?
I didn't know that. I haven't seen this film in years, but that's got to be The Right Stuff.
It sure does. That is The Right Stuff. You got it. It's a New Kids on the Block reference. Your fourth point, and you get the following tangents with that. Alliteration, cameos, 1980s films, and pilots. Sam Shepard gets you the alliteration.
Oh, gotcha. I think I might go to alliteration, actually.
Alliteration. Introduced in 1990 and discontinued in 1997, what 8-bit handheld game console was launched by Sega to compete with Nintendo's Game Boy and Atari's Lynx?
I'm going to guess Game Gear.
You're going to guess correctly.
All right.
Game Gear gets you the point, and it gets you the following tangents. More alliteration, 1990s, technology, or games?
Well, keep going with alliteration.
Inspired by his love of Agatha Christie novels, Rian Johnson created the character Benoit Blanc for what 2019 film?
Okay, I don't know. Oh, I was like, I can remember the sequel name, but I can't remember the first one. Knives Out.
Knives Out is correct. Nice job. And that gets you the following tangents. Authors, directors, alliteration, or 2010s films?
Let's keep going with alliteration.
You're doing great. Might as well.
Yeah.
Primarily appearing as an antagonist in Hanna-Barbera's Wacky Races, the snickering dog Muttley was the sidekick to what alliterative evildoer?
I think this might be my first miss. I remember Wacky Races. I remember Snidely. Okay. I did have something pop into my head, and it's alliterative. Dick Dastardly?
It is Dick Dastardly. Nice. And don't you love when that happens?
Yes. Yeah. I went through the alphabet. And
yeah,
luckily
that's what I do every time. Yeah.
I got it from you.
Yeah, nice job. All right, that point gets you the following tangents. Villains, cartoons, sidekicks, or alliteration?
Let's switch it up and go to sidekicks.
Going to sidekicks this time. A horse called Starlight and a sidekick named Twink are part of the adventures of what 1980s cartoon character?
I think that's Rainbow Bright. That's what I'll go with.
It is indeed Rainbow Bright. Nice job.
Thank you.
And that point gets you these tangents. Horses, cartoons, or the 1980s?
Go back to the 80s.
Going back to the 80s. The Masters of the Universe media franchise includes several animated series, comic books, video games, feature films, and magazines, but it all began in 1982 as a toy line created by what company?
This I don't know, and my brother played with Masters of the Universe, so I'm just going to go with a guess and say Mattel.
That's a good guess. You can't go wrong guessing.
Nice.
Either, you know, one of the big toy companies, especially from the 80s, Mattel. And to get you these tangents, He-Man, franchises, the 1980s, or toys?
Keep going with the 80s.
The 80s. In 1983, Anders Helsberg released the successful Turbo version of what programming language, named for the 17th century French mathematician who invented the hydraulic press and syringe?
Well, I don't know if he invented these things, but I know there's a language called Pascal, and I think Blaise Pascal was a French mathematician. So I'll go with
Pascal. He sure was.
Pascal.
Yeah, Pascal. Yeah, nice job. That gets you the following tangents. The 1980s, technology, the 1600s, or inventors?
Oh, man, I'm definitely staying away from 1600s. Keep going with the 80s. Hopefully one of these days I'll get a music.
It'll come. You never know. Question from the 80s. Since the late 1980s, Denali Flavors Inc. has licensed the name and recipe for what ice cream flavor made with a combination of vanilla ice cream, peanut butter cups, and a special fudge? I can't tell you the name of the fudge, but give it away.
Let's see. Magic Shell? It's not really an ice cream flavor, but that's all I've got.
And with Magic Shell?
Yeah.
Magic Shell is going to be your first miss. That is Moose Tracks.
Oh, okay.
So, nothing hurt. You still have a pass, and you still can get on a long streak. Your categories for your tangents will be miscellaneous. Very proud of that. The 1980s, food, or companies?
We'll go with food.
Food? I'll get you this question. It's now owned by Quaker Oats and produced at a factory in Bridgeview, Illinois. But what boxed food mix introduced in 1958 is still known for its tagline, the San Francisco treat?
I definitely know this being older, and this was always the consolation gift on a game show. It was like a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni.
It's always, along with turtle wax. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nice job, Kevin.
Thanks.
Age and experience does pay off every now and then.
It does.
That gets you the following tangents. San Francisco, food, the 1950s, or taglines?
Well, keep going with food.
Keep going with food. The Eastern European dish halushki, Korea's kimchi, Germany's sauerkraut, and bubble and squeak from the UK are dishes that commonly use what vegetable in the brassica family as a primary ingredient?
That is cabbage.
That is cabbage. That gets you the following tangents. Double letters, Europe, food, or science?
Double letters.
Double letters. Beyond the Pale, The Pale Tourist, and 2023's Dark Pale are all comedy albums released by what stand-up comic who had a short stint in college as a walk-on lineman for Purdue's football team?
I had forgotten about the Purdue thing, but Jim Gaffigan is the answer.
That is Jim Gaffigan. A lot of Pale and a lot of Hot Pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets you the following tangents. Double letters, comedy, universities, or titles?
We'll go with comedy.
Going comedy. After retiring from stand-up comedy, what entertainer put together an acting resume that includes two roles as dentists, Oren Scrivello in Little Shop of Horrors, and Frank Sangster in Novocaine?
I don't know the Novocaine, but I'm hoping that this is Steve Martin.
It is Steve Martin. Yeah.
Still looking for music. But
still searching. It's got to be in there somewhere, yeah. Right? The tangents. Comedy, dentists, little, or drugs?
Comedy.
Comedy. A human can be a MacGuffin too, as poor Justin Bartha found out in what 2009 comedy, where his character brings the plot together, then disappears for most of the film?
The Hangover.
The Hangover. Doug. He's Doug in The Hangover.
Yes.
Yeah. That is your 15th point. So you're doing fantastic.
Thank you.
And here are your tangents. MacGuffins, actors, 2000s films, or comedy?
Keep going with comedy.
Keep going with comedy. Club Dread, Super Troopers, and Beer Fest are all films written by and featuring actors from what American comedy troupe who formed at Colgate University in 1990?
I know this second word is lizard. I think it might be Broken Lizard. So that's what I'll go with.
It is Broken Lizard. I love watching your brain work. The head goes back, the eyes go up,
yeah,
and your eyeballs go all the way to the back of your skull.
Like the Undertaker.
In search of the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That is 16 points and the following tangents. Comedy, actors, universities, or the 1990s?
We'll go with the 90s.
90s it is. The legend of what bloodthirsty cryptid began in 1995 with mysterious deaths of livestock in Puerto Rico and a comedian who blamed the killings on a goat sucker.
I didn't know that, but I'd say the chupacabra.
The chupacabra is correct. El chupacabra. That is your 17th point, and that gets you the following tangents. Legends, cryptids, the 1990s, or language?
1990s.
1990s. Ending a period of strife that came to be known as the Troubles, the Good Friday Agreement is also referred to by a name that includes what European capital, where it was signed in 1998?
I have a guess. I know I don't want to take a guess because I'm not 100% sure, so I'm going to pass.
Going to use the pass?
Yeah.
What would your guess have been?
Either Belfast or Dublin, but probably Belfast.
Well, it was Belfast.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice yeah. job.
Just wasn't sure enough to,
yeah,
to
well,
go for it.
Better safe than sorry. Yeah. So you get the following tangents out of that one. Friday, agreements, world capitals, or 90s?
Friday.
Friday. This could get you to music. harshly dismissed by Ice Cube and Chris Tucker. What aggressively needy character was played by comedian Angela Means in the 1995 comedy Friday?
I haven't seen this in a long time, but I know By Felicia was from that, so I'm going to go with Felicia.
By Felicia, that's right. By Felicia, I love that. That gets you your 18th point, and it gets you the following tangents. Friday, comedy, characters, or 1990s films.
Keep going with Friday.
Keeping going with Friday, here's your question. Shelley Long and Gabby Hoffman, then Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, starred in different remakes of 1976's Freaky Friday with Barbara Harris and what future Oscar winner in the roles of mother and daughter?
Oh, I was going to say Haley Mills, but I think I'm thinking of something else. And I don't think Haley Mills won an Oscar, but for some reason, Jodie Foster also sounds familiar. So, and I know she did. She's won a couple. So I'll go with Foster.
It's a good thing you did. Yeah. Jodie Foster.
Oh, Haley Mills was the Parent Trap. That's why I was
Parent Trap. Yeah. The Lindsay Lohan thing threw you there.
Yeah.
So that gets you the following tangents. Actresses, 1970s films, Friday, and Oscars.
Friday. Why not?
Yeah, killing it. Friday it is. After running on Logo from 2009 to 2016, RuPaul's Drag Race moved to what other cable network, where it has aired on Friday nights since the start of season 9?
I think this might be where I am out. I'm just going to guess Bravo.
Bravo's a good guess.
Oh, really?
It's not right. It's okay. A good guess.
All right.
But the correct answer is VH1.
Oh,
VH1. Okay. Almost got to 20, which would have been great, but we'll get you there next time.
This was a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. Yeah. Next time you're on, now you have something to shoot for. That 20, which eluded you by 1 point.
I know. Yeah.
You got to get to 20. But that's a really great score, Kevin. I had a lot of fun with you tonight, as I always do.
Appreciate
when we do trivia together.
Yeah.
Before you go, anything to plug or shout out?
I don't really have anything to plug per se, but I'm a high school teacher, and just wanted to remind everyone to support your teachers. And I've been doing this for 28 years. It is harder to be a teacher than it ever has been, and it's also harder to be a teenager than it ever has been. So. It's tough for everyone.
Absolutely.
So please support your kids. Please support your teachers.
Always a great message. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks again to Kevin, and thank you for listening. Be sure to check the show notes for more info. And be sure to stay out of that passing lane if you aren't passing. See you next week.